right, so yesterday early, if you're with us, Donald Trump stopped on his way to the courtroom in Manhattan and visited with construction workers, steel workers, and so forth who just love him. We had the union chief here recently, earlier today, who said that his union in his polling, 3-1 union members voting for Trump in his part of New York. I'm surprised it's not 10-1, but he says it's 3-1 in his a survey of his folks. So Audrey Pruitt was supposed to be here yesterday. He's a former Trump campaign surrogate, New Journey PAC CEO, and author of Plain Steak and Water, defending Donald J. Trump. He joins me now. Audrey, good to have you back.
Glad to be here.
Glad you're here. All right. So, look, I've seen it a couple of times recently in New York City. He stops at a bodega in Harlem, does Donald Trump. The place goes wild. I mean, it just goes wild, doesn't it? And then yesterday morning at 6:31 in the morning, and the motorcade rolls up and stops. He jumps out, shakes hands, signs hats, makes a few comments. The place goes wild. I mean, yeah. New Yorkers, at least these folks, love this man, don't they?
Yeah. They do, and the reason, Steve, it goes wild isn't because of Trump, it isn't because of celebrity, it's because President Trump brings something that President Biden could never bring, and that's hope and a dream. So when you see President Trump in the past, you've always thought, man, if I could be that guy, I could be the one with the ties and the flashy and the girls and the casino. Now you see him, you're like, man, if I could be that guy with, you know, a job and a bank account and a wife and some kids. Yeah.
And hope, just a little bit of hope. If I just be a guy that could pay the bills this month, I'd be somebody.
Right.
And so Bidenomics, they don't even use that term anymore, Audrey. You know that. Bidenomics, because I said at the time, Bidenomics was the worst PR stunt since they gave some dude a beer in a bathtub, did Bud Light. You know, that didn't work out. Neither did Bidenomics. Just saying, all right? So, but listen to this. This is the time of year, I know because I've been there, that parents grab their kids and they go on college tours. And say you've got a really talented senior in high school or junior in high school, and you say, hey, look, I want to go look at some of these universities. I want to go to Columbia. Meh. I want to go to NYU. Meh. You know what? Let's go to the Midwest. Let's go to the University of Michigan. Meh. What? Let's go to the West Coast. We'll go to USC. Meh.
Yeah.
They can't. They just canceled their whole commencement ceremony. 65,000 people show up for this. They just canceled it to appease the terrorists on campus, didn't they?
Yes, they did. They canceled to appease the terrorists, and they canceled also, I think a lot of times they cancel it to try to not bring too much attention to themselves. All of a sudden, you start having graduation ceremonies, and all of a sudden, if these ceremonies, the socialists, those who are in the regime of trying to take, will start to stand up. They'll start to do the transgender flags. They'll start to do a ton of different things, and all of a sudden, it's going to be on display for the world, the craziness that's on these campuses. You're seeing it now, but I believe some of these graduation cancellations are because the school administrators are actually afraid that the professors and the students will actually speak out what they're being taught in the classroom, and America and the world will see that I'm being taught.
Expose it for what it is, Audrey. You're exactly right. Look, but the average education 4 years at USC is about $350,000, and plus some other. So, hey, thanks for the $350. We'll mail you the diploma. Thanks a lot, kid. Really appreciate it. I mean, seriously? Come on.
Yeah, we'll mail you the diploma with a DEI stamp in the corner.
Exactly. But can you imagine trying to do a college tour with your high school kid right now? Well, we can't go to this one. And there's a whole, I mean, you can't go to Northwestern. They're doing that in Illinois. And the list goes on and on. You can't go anywhere. Now, someplace you go to Florida, because he said, we're not playing that game in Florida. No.
That's right. That's where I'm at. We're not playing it.
Yeah, you can go to Texas. We ain't playing that game in Texas either, apparently, yeah. Autry.
Well, maybe Texas. Maybe now. The University of Texas at Austin has been having its own problems, but the governor did shut it down, though. He shut it down.
That's what I mean. They walked right in and said, yeah, we're done with this. Florida just said, don't even try it. don't even play, kids, because we ain't interested.
You're right. Imagine what's going on in the classroom, Steve. Yeah. If this is outside the classroom, imagine in the classroom when there's no cameras.
What are they doing in there? So I want to say something about that. I said it earlier. You know, Ron DeSantis caught a lot of hell for running for president from Trump supporters. But they ought to look at him right now and say, you know what? He did it again. Whether it's the invasion, whether it's squatters, whether it's University of Michigan, whatever the hot topic is that the left is doing something nutty, he is always the first one to say, no, we're not doing that in Florida. Done with that. And they get legislation passed and they just kill it. Yeah.
That's correct. And it's not because it's common sense. Right. That's what we love about Governor DeSantis. He says, I'm sorry, but the crazy stops at the Florida border. It stops there.
Exactly. I mean, trust me. I live in Michigan. I'd take Ron DeSantis 100 times to none over what I have here. Let's talk about Donald Trump real quickly, though. The numbers are good.
Yes, sir.
You've been in his camp for a long time. And here's what we're seeing. There's a migration of voters. It's not just middle class steel workers in New York. It's black voters. It's Hispanic voters. It's suburban moms that are saying, the crime is out of control. I'm seeing all this crazy stuff. And they're going to vote for safety for themselves and their families. There's a migration going on. And every poll that I'm seeing, it's a little tighter than it was a month ago, allegedly. But I see polling that shows the swing states are getting wider. Michigan has a wider lead. So does Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Georgia, North Carolina, whatever. I mean, he's growing in the polls, Donald Trump, not shrinking because of the courts.
Yeah, I would be remiss if I didn't say it's not only because of the economy and the crime, but it's also, and it has to be stated. I know people get upset, but it has to be stated. It's because all of a sudden we're trying to take our little boys and convince them that it's okay to take some pills and then later on get a surgery and hack off their private parts, or take our girls and hack off their breasts and they can become boys. Somewhere along the line, I don't care what race you are, I don't care how much you make, how little you make, somewhere on the line, people are saying enough is enough. It's crazy. We're taking our boys and turning them into girls. We're taking them girls and turning them boys instead of turning them into citizens who are diligent, citizens who are excellent, and citizens who uphold integrity. Actually, that's a good DEI phrase. I didn't even think about that.
Absolutely diligence, right. Integrity. You nailed it. Yeah. There's a reason they have drag queen story hour at kindergarten, not at the old folks' home, because the old folks would throw stuff at you. Get out of here.
You're out of drag. I just read something about the drag queen story hour is still going on in these states, even after the pushback, even after parents said no more. And when you go to drag queen story hour, guess what you see there? You see kids sitting there look like they're looking at a purple alien with wings flying upside down because they can't believe it. Yeah. It's nowhere tethered to reality.
And here's the thing, Audrey. You're right. They keep doing it. There's been massive pushback. There's been state laws and local ordinances and massive pushback. And they keep doing it. That means they're just rubbing people's noses in it. How do you think people are going to react when they just keep getting their noses rubbed in it? They're going to vote the
President
other way.
Trump.
100%. Give you the last word.
Steve, the individuals in America want the nonsense to stop. They want a job. They want to go to school, send their kids to school, and actually learn a skill that can go out and help them get a job.
That's right.
The stuff
with men and they want to be safe. And they want to be safe doing it. They don't want to know, where the people are that have been flooding across the border. They want that to stop. They just want common sense and common security and common cause. I greatly appreciate you. I appreciate you, my friend. You come back anytime.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Andre Pruitt, everybody. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a free-for-all Friday. We'll be taking your calls after the break. 877-310-9966. 877-310-9966.
Sure, there are a million reasons keeping you from going back to school. But here's one solid reason to let go of them all. Michigan Reconnect can help you earn a community college degree tuition-free. So go ahead. Explore your calling. Uncover more opportunities and find where you're meant to be. Get started on your tuition-free journey today at michigan.gov/reconnect. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity.
The pandemic has made clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're on a mission to help job providers and entrepreneurs succeed. When Michigan businesses can grow and thrive, so do our families, communities, and local economies. We're here to protect, to connect, and to strengthen. That means powerful advocacy from our top-ranked lobbying team, virtual and in-person events to make connections and support your learning and training needs, and proven product and services to help save you time and money. Join with us. We're stronger together.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Tired of your dues paying for union politics? They try to hide it, but union bosses spend billions in dues every election cycle to fund a radical agenda that is out of touch with rank-and-file union workers. But there's good news. You can stop it. You don't have to pay for union politics. A Supreme Court case won by the National Right to Work Legal Defense Foundation means public employees can stop paying union dues completely. Exercise your rights and request free legal aid from the National Right to Work Foundation, nrtw.org/Michigan, nrtw.org/Michigan.